Yep, it's TMZ Verified, the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
And I'm Chantal.
I don't know why I'm smiling so much.
I know, I was literally
I always have the awkward...
No, I was literally smiling, and I go, stop smiling.
I'm like,
so
am I just
much.
Happy to be back?
I know. I'm so happy today. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. We got a lot to talk about today.
So many things.
Okay, so we're doing a new thing also, just news.
Love it.
I'm so excited.
We love just talking shit. All we're doing. Mm-hmm. Just tea today. Chantal, where are we starting?
I have a lot of Kourtney Kardashian tea. So, first of all, she recently launched her Lemmy brand. Rather, she announced that she was launching her Lemmy brand. And people do not know anything about this. Mm-hmm. She launched it on Instagram. She launched the account, which at the time of this podcast being recorded has 58,300 followers already. That's probably going to go up. And no one knows anything because she's being really cryptic and that's her whole marketing thing. Mm-hmm. But... We know something. So TMZ has obtained the trademark application for Lemmy. And according to the docs, the goods and services under the trademark include bags, purses, totes, wallets, clutches, clothing, and vitamin supplements, vitamin fortified foods and beverages, and vitamin cases.
So she opening up a Walmart? Like, I'm so confused. It's a weird combination of things.
Weird. Okay.
There's a lot there. And I think they're hinging on this whole notion of who knows what she's going to do next. You know, the Kardashian brand sells. They know whatever she's going to do is getting a lot of attention. I'm excited,
okay,
but I'm
so
worried.
I thought, personally, it was going to be about furniture. She's really into Architectural Digest. She's really into interior design. So in the photo on her Instagram, I think it's on her Instagram, she's in a chair. So I thought, my first thought was like interior design.
Which I honestly
think would be a great move.
That would be cool.
But it doesn't seem like it is.
I'd be so into like vases or like pots and pans or whatever from Kourtney.
Just to be honest, I don't know if Kourtney's the fashionable Kardashian.
Like, I agree.
Are we going to Kourtney to be like, let me see what purse Kourtney has? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I thought it was more health, wellness.
Yeah, like I like the poosh. Vitamin supplement. Well, I like that aspect. I do really like that.
Like her poosh brand.
Mm-hmm.
But you know?
If it was the vitamins and supplements, I'd be very hesitant to put that in my body.
Totally.
You know,
totally.
Unless there was like actual research they published, like they're working with nutritionists, with doctors, because mm-hmm. like she, you know, the Kardashians can sell, but I'm not going to take medicine.
I agree. I thought for some reason it was going to be more of, interior design, but I did think maybe it would be like a green juice. Like, you know, poosh is very like similar to goop.
It is kind of like lifestyle-ish.
Gwyneth Paltrow vibe.
Yeah. So if there was one product that y'all wouldn't buy from a Kardashian, like what's the one thing that you're like, I don't trust them enough?
Like Chantal said, like vitamin. Like anything going in my body.
No, medicine.
Anything scientific, mm-hmm. biological, nah.
Absolutely not.
I mean, let's not forget, the Sugar Bear hair. They were doing all of those promos back in the day. And if one thing's for sure, I don't trust that brand and I would never use it. And they were the ones that were pushing it back in the day. Mm. So I don't be forgetting.
And even things like laxative teas and like,
that's what I'm saying.
Things like that.
And
they were
skinny tea.
Pushing for a while. Yep. That was like the thing. I don't know though. I mean, I'm not sad about it. I'm never hating off somebody that's like, you know, trying to make a move. Shout out to Kourtney, but I don't know if I want a Kourtney Kardashian purse. You know.
Mm-hmm. People though are hating on her right now for a completely different reason happening at the same time.
Oh, shit.
Let's hear it.
She has been appointed the sustainability ambassador of Boohoo, the fast fashion brand. The partnership
you just
is
gotta laugh,
be,
right? Like it's whatever.
No, literally, exactly. And the partnership's gonna be focused on like sustainable, conscious practices. She's also gonna launch two limited edition piece collections, and they'll reportedly feature materials made from recycled fibers, traceable cotton, and recycled sequins and recycled polyester, blah, blah, blah. People are roasting the collaboration. First of all, because Boohoo is notorious for their alleged wasteful production process. And
I was about to say, I've never heard of them being like environmentally friendly.
Nope.
Exactly. And the second reason is Kourtney and her family are also, you know, poster children for wasteful behavior. Apparently, she went 100,000 gallons over the water limit during the drought this summer.
Oh,
and so people are like, why are you doing this?
Why
and how's anyone going to believe that this is an actual
authentic,
practice?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah, that is in a nutshell what people are roasting her for. I think this could potentially be her trying to publicly take a stance and say, listen, I know I've messed up in the past. This is my effort to put, you know, to learn something new and you know, make a business out of improving my carbon footprint or my, you know, green practices, I guess.
Right. I guess I like that, though.
I like how you're being optimistic because I do hope that's what she's doing, but my gut tells me that's not money the grab. Case. I think Boohoo offered her money she can't turn down. And I think her whole brand, especially with like her website and all that stuff, has been, you know, environmentally friendly. Then now she's being exposed for that's clearly not the case.
So she goes, environmentally sticker friendly on.
That's what I'm saying. And also, this is one of the biggest fast fashion brands other than like Shein and like all those ones.
It takes way too long for your stuff to come, but it's good.
You go, I've ordered.
You go, I've been there.
No, but I think, I really hope you're right, but I just don't think so. I think she's trying to save face for everything that's coming out, but I do appreciate Boohoo on their side doing something to be more sustainable.
Right. I respect it. I mean, I always feel like some effort is an effort.
Right.
Even if it's not like super genuine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure there was money involved. You know what I'm saying? There was an exchange some way. But if you could throw a little bit of, you know, eco-friendly shit on there, then why not?
Right.
Save the planet. I'm all about it.
Yeah, I don't think that's like, because they knew there'd be backlash because it's a Kardashian doing something good for the planet or claiming to. So I think there was this notion that there was going to be backlash anyway. I don't think that is their primary purpose for their marketing campaign, but I think an element of like, well, this backlash got people talking anyway, so people might, you know, check out the collection and buy something anyway. Yeah. So I think either way.
I also have never seen her wear Boohoo. So that's all I'm saying. I appreciate the movement. I appreciate the try, but I don't know. I don't think it's genuine.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, in other Kardashian news, I know there's a lot of turmoil going on in the world right now, but never fear because Kim Kardashian she's here. So Kim Kardashian is on the latest cover of Interview Magazine. And in addition to having invisible eyebrows, she also talked about wanting to be in a Marvel movie. So Kim said, would I act? Of course, if something came about, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but she said a Marvel movie, and I quote, that would be so much fun to do. She said she's not actively looking, but if something comes about, she'll do it. Y'all, Kim Kardashian in a Marvel movie.
No, she doesn't need the Marvel bag.
Okay, first of all, hate is gonna hate because Kim Kardashian is a seasoned actress.
I think it would be cool.
Okay, she was in Paw Patrol 2. She was in...
Was she
like Sharknado or something? Like, don't put some respect on Kim's name.
I'm not hating on her. I think she's I genuinely am not hating on her. I do admire a lot of the things she's done, and she's beautiful and very talented and very business savvy. Just as a Marvel fan, I think an example is Megan Thee Stallion was in a She-Hulk episode last week, and she was really cool. I love Megan.
Right,
she was
insanely
that one was kind of good, though.
But at the same time, it did take a lot of attention, and I think it takes you out of the narrative a little bit, just out of the world building of the MCU. But that's just my humble opinion.
Yeah, you're completely right, because as someone who doesn't watch Marvel movies, this will get me to watch. I really think this is like, in the comparison, like this is going to get more people to watch Marvel movies if they're not interested. I also think I would love to see that from her. She could totally do it.
Like, she could act in anything. She's been in Paw Patrol.
She could run the world at this point.
An Oscar-winning actress, Kim Kardashian is. All right, so y'all, if there was a Kim Kardashian superpower, what superpower do y'all think Kim would have?
She could change her outfit anytime.
Disguise.
No, how is she going to save the world with that? She goes, build and burn it down.
Mystique from the X-Men does exactly that.
Okay.
She could.
Save anyone's reputation in an instant.
Okay.
PR power.
Yeah.
What's the PR power?
Saving anyone's
reputation.
Okay.
Someone gets canceled, there she shows up.
Someone wants to be famous,
there you go.
I don't know what Kim Kardashian's superpower would be. Maybe like... I only have messy things in my head. So
I know, I'm
trying.
Factory. Mm-mm. She does come up with great ideas.
Okay, well, whatever. Yeah.
And aesthetics, I feel like general, not just like clothing aesthetics, but like interior design.
So imagine a Marvel universe and like literally Thanos is ripping shit apart and Kim Kardashian just sprinkled some skim shit everywhere. Like,
I mean, that would help in battle though. Can you imagine?
No, super spandex. No, that ain't gonna help.
That's true.
I feel like it would though.
An ice ship.
It would be
She'll be in a Marvel universe just as the costume designer because Liz, this ain't helping.
Wait, I like that.
I mean, I feel like it'd be, can you imagine that final end battle in Endgame?
If I'm gonna fight in anything, skims.
And she just...
I mean, like, Thanos would be so distracted by that if everyone was so skims. Like, I would dig it, to be fair.
All right, but bottom line is, Kim does not have, like, a Marvel contract, but she's open to it. So, Marvel, hit
I
her
guarantee
up,
right after she did that, they
Someone
emailed her.
Someone is, oh.
I feel like the DCU needs her a little more right now, but that's a different conversation.
All right, Steph. What do you got?
So last week on Verified, we obviously touched on the Leonardo DiCaprio and 25-year-old Camila Morones breakup, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Leo's already moving on and with someone who's also younger than him. But would you believe Gigi Hadid?
What?
So...
Zayn is somewhere punching the air right now.
I know. Leo does have his sights set on Gigi, but hasn't shown any interest. She hasn't. A source exclusively reveals in the newest issue of Us Weekly, they're friends, but she doesn't want to be romantically involved with him right now. And obviously, we know that Gigi and Zayn broke up last October 2021. Oh, yeah. They have a child together, and they've been on and off since 2015. So this would be kind of her first like public, if they were to go public, her first one since Zayn, right?
Yeah.
Something to note here, though, last week, In Touch reported that Leo and Gigi have hooked up a few times this summer.
So this isn't a new thing.
Also, allegedly. They have known each other for several years. They're super attracted to each other, and she is exactly his type. Gorgeous, sexy, but low-key in one of the guy's attitude. I don't know how I feel about that
also,
little
how
description.
How old is she? Do we know that?
She is 27.
Oh, too damn old.
So, but no, but listen, that's why, you know, that's the topic here.
That's the thing.
She's
like,
the biggest, like, she's the old...
Break the cycle.
She's older than his usual type. Mm-hmm. This is great. Yeah. He's going up in the age bracket. Yep. She's 27. She's a mom.
Yeah, yeah. True.
So yes, you know, In Touch says that's his type, but she's a mom. She's 27, and we're going up in the age bracket here. Mm-hmm. Another one of their sources says that it's casual and not a constant thing. However, a different source says the publication says they're just hanging out as friends.
I mean... Leonardo DiCaprio is one of those people that I feel like, honestly, who wouldn't have sex with Leonardo?
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
also, who wouldn't have sex with her?
If he's lying to my girl DM, I'm just going, yeah, go ahead. Like, you know.
No, that's brilliant.
You know what I'm
saying? So right. You're so right. And I also think, okay, he's probably seeing all of the tabloids about 25-year-olds. He always has like a cutoff date, right? Yeah. A cutoff age. Well, he's going for Gigi, who I think they would be a total power couple. But she's also older, has a kid. This is a full movement for him.
Yeah, no, I like
and
that.
A flex for her,
two
kind
years
of, you know,
older. A whole 2 years.
No, I know, but baby steps, right?
She's gonna be on rocks the whole time. Like I'm joking.
Meanwhile, his most recent ex is moving on with her life as well. A source tells People that Camila's doing fine. She has a big group of friends that really care about her, and she's moving on with her life. She's not in contact with
Leo. Did she just move into a new apartment?
Yep. And she's hanging out with Kendall and Hailey
Bieber. She was
like in
my own apartment now.
She's hanging out.
High profile friends.
I was about to say, so come up is real.
Yeah. She's hanging out with Kendall Jenner and Hailey Bieber. That's a flex.
That is
she wasn't doing
flex.
That last week. Maybe she was, but we know now for sure.
Yeah, right,
you know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, it's a squad goals, I think. And like, what bigger flex as a 20-something-year-old young model than to hang out with two of the biggest supermodels? Yeah.
I think the real discussion here, though, is since he's hearing all this backlash, is that why he's sort of dating 2 years older? Is it because they actually have a connection and... You know, or is he like, who's my type in the celeb sphere that is over the age of 25? Gigi.
But
is.
He goes, not that much older.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Below 30.
Yeah, so I wonder.
We hope this rumored relationship, we don't know if
honestly,
it's a relationship. We don't know what it is, but it's
I hope they're dating.
Yeah, we'll see. Whatever.
I'd be into it, but it does go against this mold of like, he doesn't want kids or to settle down or to get married, doesn't want responsibility.
Right.
So going against this, you know, maybe
who
he
else
does.
Would we ship Leonardo DiCaprio with? If with the age
somebody
issue,
like age appropriate. Let me think. Maybe like, I was just watching Bad Teacher yesterday. Cameron Diaz. Like,
I love that.
They are like equally hot.
Okay.
Around the same age, I think.
Okay. Yeah, around.
Jennifer Aniston still single?
Yes. But, I was just going to say, what if we went a little bit older?
Oh, you're talking like Glenn Close?
No.
No.
Like
Meryl
Jennifer.
Streep.
No, my
beautiful,
God.
But not.
You know, honestly, iconic.
Cool.
Meryl Streep and Leonardo DiCaprio. Mm-hmm. I don't
that
know if I see it visually, but,
yeah, no, but
on the carpet.
On paper, beautiful.
Love iconic. It.
Talented as children. Okay. Chantal, I'm swinging it back to you.
So I know about you two, but I cannot get enough of the Don't Worry, Darling drama. The drama, the tea. So before I delve into what's actually going on, I got to take a little step back for our listeners who maybe haven't followed it as much, living under a rock, I don't know. So first of all, Olivia Wilde a few weeks ago stated in an interview that Shia LaBeouf, who was originally supposed to play Harry Styles' role Jack, he's like the leading man. So Shia LaBeouf was supposed to play him. She claimed that she fired Shia LaBeouf because of his quote-unquote combative energy wasn't conducive to the ethos of her production and her primary responsibilities to keep her performers, presumably Florence Pugh, safe. Shia completely publicly said that is absolutely not true. And he brought two receipts.
Receipts.
And they will be relevant. So one of the receipts is a video of Olivia Wilde begging him to come back to production, you know, wanting to work things out and referring to Florence Pugh as Miss Flo. Like maybe this will be a wake up call for Miss Flo, which many people interpreted as being super condescending.
That's a little shady.
Totally.
That's
it is shady, very though. Much so. But I'll come back to that just a second. The second piece of evidence is a string of texts have been leaked between Shia and Florence.
Leaked.
I love when this stuff happens.
Leaked. And they were very much friendly and comfortable. And one of the quotes in it, presumably Shia had asked her, oh, do you feel uncomfortable around me? Because I heard this. And she responded, allegedly, where did you get me being scared of you from? Don't be silly. I'm sorry you feel that way. So if these texts are legit to be believed, that is the complete opposite of everything Olivia Wilde claimed. So Florence hasn't responded to any of this publicly. However, at the Venice International Film Festival this week, her stylist posted a photo of her with the caption, Miss Flo, and her glam team, apparently a TikToker, Nile No Chill, I believe her name is. Apologies if I butchered that, but pointed out that her glam team also wore uniforms with Miss Flo.
That's hilarious.
I love that.
That is my level of pettiness right there.
I have so many thoughts on this whole situation. I'm going to start really quick with the fact that Olivia Wilde started this whole production with being very female driven. That was her whole claim. She really wanted to have a new outlook on this whole movie production. You know, it is known as being kind of like a toxic environment sometimes. She really wanted to be a new face, a new vibe, fresh take. You're doing exactly what you claimed you didn't want to do, and then also making it really uncomfortable for not only Flo, but everyone sort of who's supportive you, like looks like a clown now, because I don't know how she's going to bounce back from this, truly.
Also, like, how do other people get in this? Like, if that wasn't the truth, like, then it seems weird for Olivia Wilde to kind of have come out and been like, I needed to protect other people on set. And then now we have these alleged text exchanges which show a completely different story. Like, was Olivia just trying to judge up some drama? Like, I don't understand. She could have just sat there and ate her food. Like, you didn't have to tell us anything and there would have been no drama.
I think she was riding on this wave of Shia LaBeouf has faced a lot of backlash very publicly for many, many reasons. And so I think she was riding that wave of, oh, who are they going to believe? You know, me or Shia? And people are going to easily believe that Shia was the problem on set. So her PR team probably jumped onto that.
And Shia went, actually, let me show this video that you sent me. And then that kind of blew it all up. I just think it's so ironic that she went into this being a new face, a new vibe for, you know, the industry, and then is doing this to, you know, the whole, I don't know how you're going to bounce back
from
this.
Also, it's only her second, directorial
attempt. That's what I'm saying.
So we don't need all this drama, and it's only a second movie.
And the whole thing of making the set comfortable and safe while she was allegedly hooking up with the leading man and she was the director. Like, there's all that.
Chantal with the show!
No, literally.
Power. It's a problematic power dynamic, and, like, definitely not to shame her, because I know that she's leaned into this whole thing of, like, I'm being criticized because I'm a mother, because all that. And, like, I personally have no problem with her being a mother and having a sex life. Like, you go do you. But then when she tries to spin all these problematic instances as, like, feminist rhetoric, that's where I draw the line.
And it's like, sis, if you wanted Harry Styles in a movie, just put Harry Styles in a damn
also
movie.
Let's talk about Florence. Okay, she alone is going to not only have every opportunity in the world after this.
Oh yeah, no, class act right now.
Class act. I love how she's responded to this. I really think other people, by the way, should take notes. I really think she's on the, you know, standing
and
classy.
She's also just a really talented actor, so
totally
just,
yeah, her work speaks for itself, and that's why I think she's very much leaning away from this drama.
Like, I'll deal with that shit.
She's like, okay, yeah, totally.
All right, so this one is also pretty serious. Former Nickelodeon star Jeanette McCurdy, you guys know she's been opening up about her time in Nickelodeon, but also about her own personal experiences, and specifically her relationship with her mother Debbie. So Jeanette has been promoting her new memoir, I'm Glad My Mom Died, and on Wednesday she stopped by Jada Pinkett Smith's Facebook Watch show, Red Table Talk, and basically further elaborated on it. And honestly, y'all, some of these details are, like, saddening in a sense. So she talked about how she was in, or what the psychologist explained as, a psychological marriage to her mom. Before we get into the details, let's just hear a bit of what Jeanette had to say about their relationship.
This is an email that my mom sent me. Dear Net, I am so disappointed in you. You used to be my perfect little angel, but now you are nothing more than a little, all caps, slut, a floozy, all used up. And to think, you wasted it on that hideous ogre of a man. I saw you rubbing his disgusting hairy stomach. I knew you were lying about Colton. I had told her I was with a friend, Colton. Add that to the list of things you are. Liar, conniving, evil. You look pudgier too. It's clear you're eating your guilt. Thinking of you with his ding-dong inside of you makes me sick. Sick. I raised you better than this. What happened to my good little girl? Where did she go? And who is this monster that has replaced her? You're an ugly monster now. I told your brothers about you and they all said they disown you just like I do. We want nothing to do with you. Love, Mom. Or should I say Deb, since I am no longer your mother. P.S. Send money for a new fridge. Ours broke. The P.S.
P.S. Send money for a new fridge.
Wow.
So that was just like one of the instances that Jeanette talked about that happened, of course, when she was a teenager and when she lost her virginity and her mom finding out and then kind of that explosive argument. But during the Facebook or the Red Table Talk interview, Jeanette got like really deep, y'all. So she talked about she was 18 years old. She moved out of her mom's house for the first time and she thought it was like freeing herself from that like environment that she grew up in. But then over time her mom started like coming over, so it started with like, hey girl, you want to watch a movie? And then just slowly over time her mom started staying with her, but her mom was also dealing with cancer at the time. So with how Jeanette explained it was like it was kind of a weird situation because she knew that her mom was kind of invading her space, but at the same time it's like, how do you tell your ailing mother that you don't want her to be involved or don't want to be involved in that close capacity? There was a psychologist there who was joining her during the interview and they talked about how they would do things like take showers together. Yeah. And Jeanette would be forced to essentially like provide all the care. Her mom would make her cuddle with her at nighttime, which Jeanette talked about was really tough for her because her mom was obviously dealing with cancer. And it's like, I'm being snuggled by some, it just wasn't, from Jeanette, from how Jeanette explained it, this wasn't a beneficial experience. And for her, or with Jeanette's case and her trying to kind of escape that, to then have her mom move back in, it's just very saddening. And she talks about, she went kind of further on and talked about how her relationship with her mom affected her as an adult. And she's like, look, I couldn't hug people for a long time. Like, there was no way to have like intimate relationships because she kind of had or dealt with all the drama that she dealt with as a child and growing up. So just really, really sad.
This is unbelievably sad. And then also getting that context of those, you know, of what exactly, how she spoke to her. You know, when you say, oh, she spoke to me horribly, like blah, blah, blah. When you actually hear those words, like it is insane. And then to end it with, we need money for a new fridge. It just really shows you the relationship dynamic.
It just feels like trauma after trauma this poor woman has had to deal with. And like, I grew up watching her. I still think she's so talented and such a light, like publicly, that hearing everything that she had to fight through to just be there, be on set and be present and act, and like her character on Sam and Cat slash iCarly was so angry, and I'm wondering if some of that anger and trauma was channeled into it when she was performing.
I never thought about that. I mean, I don't know, this very sad situation. I don't really know what else to say at the time.
I mean, I think going forward, I can't wait to see as Jeanette gets this all off her chest and really exposes not only what she went through during these, you know, we know her as iCarly, we know her from these shows. What is she going to do next with her career? I'm on like looking forward to
her.
Well,
she's retired from acting, so I guess she'll have to figure out what her next.
But she always wanted to be a writer, and now she's doing that. So maybe she's going to come out with more stuff. I can't wait to see. You know,
maybe they'll turn the book into a movie or something like that.
Or a documentary.
That would be pretty like amazing, honestly.
Overall. It's a disgusting situation too. I'm glad that she gets to use this outlet, you know, to tell us her story.
And wish her all the best.
I don't know what's going on at Nickelodeon headquarters, but shout out to those people that was protesting last week.
Really. Dan Schneider, that's his name, I think. He needs to be like really looked into as well. I'm like, side note.
We like Nickelodeon. All right.
Well, that was a deep story.
But also, I kind of like this all stories episode thing.
Yeah, let us know if you want us to do individual news segments. I like to hear from the people.
We like to hear from the people. We also like to just talk about stories.
Totally.
And we love talking to people also. But like, of course. This is our thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
New vibes, new waves.
Bye, guys.